Advocates for the people of Puerto Rico gathered in Hartford Monday to call on Congress to send the island more money in disaster relief. It follows a recent report that President Donald Trump has told Senate Republicans that he doesn't want to funnel any more money into fixing the island's infrastructure. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, and even though time has passed, residents still face many challenges. State Representative Geraldo Reyes says he's seen it firsthand, and so has his sister, who lives on the island.
19 months after Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria, they still have intermittent water shortages and intermittent power. To have the president of this United States actually shortchange the people of Puerto Rican who are American citizens and treat them less than, to say is disheartening is putting it mildly.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says that members of the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate Democrats are trying to help, but that Senate Republicans are actively thwarting a proposal that would involve around $450 million in new money to support the island's infrastructure.
The administration has consistently and constantly shortchanged Puerto Rico in disaster relief. Last week, the president said the administration has done too much. He said way out of proportion for Puerto Rico. The fact is, it has done way less than it should and that other states have received.
Blumenthal says he and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are working on a separate proposal that would provide billions of dollars in aid to Puerto Rico. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.